This is Jeffrey Hoppe, channeler for the Tobias Materials. You're listening to a live Tobias channel presented at the Crimson Circle Gathering in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado. In order to fully enjoy the love and the energy of this channel, I suggest you find a quiet and relaxing place where you don't have interruptions or distractions. And it's best not to listen to this recording while driving in a vehicle. Then give your intent to receive all of the gifts and all of the energy that are available through Spirit, Tobias, and the Crimson Council. I hope you enjoy this recording. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the light work that you do. And so it is, dear friends, that we return again to this circle for this time of attempting to answer your questions as it is. Now we ask you to take a moment here to go back in your mind and in your thoughts to feel like what it was to walk in to this place on this very day and the time even of your morning and your time of coming here. What it was like and the feeling that you had and what was going through your mind before this Crimson Circle was called to order. And think now of where your energy is and how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your relationship to all things around you. This energy and this feeling of peace and an understanding that cannot necessarily be defined, but does not need to be defined. Dear friends, you own this. It is yours. It is yours. It is not something that has been created by I, Tobias, or by some outer entity, this feeling within you of joy, of peace, and of a knowingness that all things within your being are possible. This is yours and you own it. We have spoken of the four of the marbles. We have spoken of the new balance. This balance occurs as the fourth element, the fourth marble comes in. This balance is also Lesson 6, we speak of within you there being a divine balance. This is the knowingness, the internal peace, and understanding that all things will come into divine balance if you allow them to be. If you allow them to be. Within you is all of the capabilities and tools. You need to search no further outside. You simply need to allow this divine balance to resolve these issues that are in your life. It is important here to do this without limitation. When you threw your issues into the air tonight, after they'd been sitting on the counter, cooling off, when you threw them out. This was symbolic of having no limitation of releasing. When you threw them into the air, they floated and suspended. Your typical human thinking would have said they would have dropped to the ground, gravity would have pulled them, but we are telling you emphatically that things are changing. Release the limitations that you have had by allowing grace to work on the issues and knowing that things will change, allowing the cooling off period, and then releasing the issues as if to the wind. They will transform into these gems of light that we spoke of that. Then when you feel you are ready, it can be collected and woven into this necklace of light for you. A that can be worn on certain occasions. Now, as we hear your laughter at the length of our words on this night, we will move now directly into answering your questions. So it is time to begin that process.
Tobias, can you explain the disappearance of the oven? Thanks.
Indeed, and this is a profound question. Dear friends, you have simply integrated it. In your house, look around. There is not a lot there. When you integrate these elements, they seemingly disappear because they are now within you. You will find that as you continue to work with these tools that we talk to you of, as you integrate them, they will disappear, for they will be a natural part of your process. You will not have to consciously focus on these. You will not have to bring these into your intellectual mind. They will occur naturally, smoothly, at times transparently. Dear friends, the oven has disappeared because you own it.
Tobias, I know that I have made the decision to stay on Earth and go into the new energy, and I've been doing the things I need to do in order to be healthy. So what if I change my mind? This new energy stuff is not easy. Do I have to consciously kill myself to leave now or what? Not funny.
Now, this is a good but a difficult question to answer. As you know, as all of you know, it is difficult to turn back once you have gained a certain amount of wisdom. There is also within you, the writer of this question, and all of you who are Shambhara, a certain commitment that was given within the past certain number of years, approximately 3 to 4 years, where you have been given the choice of returning to our side, but you chose to move on. And in a sense, you have said to us, no matter how much I complain, I will continue with the journey. Now, there are certain loopholes in this contract, but we call them more way stations. There are times when we know the pressures for you are incredibly challenging and you need a type of reprieve. There are times when, how do you say, you can go off to the wayside, you can get off of the main highway, you can rest and relax and recharge at this time. You can stay there however long you want. But what we have noticed with Shambhara is that you pull over, you open the door for a moment, you get back in, and you're back on the journey. We do suggest to you, and very specifically, we suggested to one a month ago that she go to the wayside, that she take a one-week vacation. She had gotten so embroiled in all of the things in her life and feeling the need that she must continue on this path here of Shambhara that we recommended to her that she take this time away. So we tell you in answer to your question, there are waysides, there are rest stops along the way. However, if you ever choose to no longer continue the journey, we cannot erase, and you cannot erase what you have learned. You will find it more irritating to sit in the space of not moving forward, not continuing to evolve for a long period of time, that you will want to get back to this awakening process that goes on within. We know of no better way to answer this question, but it is one we know is on the minds of all who are here and all who are connecting. there is a journey that you are on, but know that there is relief along the way and that you are not alone here.
Tobias, as we turn in again to connect with our true selves and find that the distance between the truth we find there and the truth we have presented to others around us, i.e. spouses and parents, those less conscious who we have compromised ourselves beyond recognition to, keep within their comfort zone, when that distance is irreconcilable, how do we deal with the potential for immense pain for them created when we about face without ourselves falling into the trap of shame and guilt, which then removes us ourselves from the truth of who we are?
My dear one, here we give you a very simple question answer to a long question. You are concerned about how others will perceive you. You are concerned about what you have done in the past. You are concerned about the potential for a growing chasm between you and others. If you spend the time within, in this inner room of your new house, and you allow for the truth to be in you, and you allow yourself to come to your own truth, and we remind you here, you specifically, that this should not be anyone else's truth but your own. You've been influenced by others' truths, but now it is time for yours. Those people on the outside will see truth within you. They will see truth, and they will not be so concerned of the past. They will see a new truth. And more importantly, you are truly asking here, without saying the words, you are asking here about what you have thought to be truth in the past and no longer find to be truth. And we say to you specifically that there have been many evolutions that you have gone through, many levels of learning. The truth you come to know in the days ahead will not be your final truth either. It will be growth and new dimensionalities within your truth. We ask you to just sit in the quiet space for a while and not get all tangled up in yourself either. We ask you to simply know that the truth is within and to allow it to shine outward.
Tobias, did all humans go through the wall of fire to get here?
Indeed, all who are human went through the wall of fire, understanding here that we speak in metaphors for easier understanding, but all who are walking the earth at this time crossed over from the first circle at one time or the other. That is simply part of being human at this time. And the new ones that will come in that have never been in biology, they too must cross through this wall of fire. But it will be different for them than it was for you. For you have paved the way. There was one who spoke earlier on your night of this yellow brick road in this place of Oz. And the path that has been paved. And there are, again, many metaphors, symbols here that are appropriate for you. Are the ones who created the way, who created this yellow brick road for the others to follow.
Tobias, can you please speak about the loud bang some of us have heard?
The loud bangs that some of you are hearing or have heard, allow us to gather here for a moment. there is literally a shifting that is taking place in multiple levels. The first and closest level to you is within your earth. And then there are, how to say, dimensionality shifts that are going on directly around you as the energy of the new earth continues to evolve and change. These shifts are taking place more violently, not appropriate word, more direct, and you will feel these in your being, or some may even hear these in their being. You will notice, if you pay attention to these, that these are almost like a static discharge or a crackling that occurs. And if you pay particular attention to when these happen, you will notice that there will be a period of high winds within a short period of time, a day, after this occurs. There are changes that happen, and then there is a clearing out that occurs with the assistance of the winds.
Tobias, can you explain why my interest in things changes so often? I get very passionate about something, and then a short time later, I no longer have any interest in it. I'm thinking of getting a job, but I'm afraid I'll lose interest in it after a short time. What's this all about?
As we have said in previous discussions, there were periods of time when the clear marble, the third marble, would move very slowly between the black and the white. And then in much longer intervals of time, the black and the white would shift roles. The black would become white, the white black. That process of movement of energy between the two was slow. As we have said in our discussion last month, this is intensifying now. It is happening very frequently. You will feel this within your being. You will feel rapid change. You will feel hot one day and cold the next. You will feel impassioned one day and disimpassioned the next. These are all part of the process of the changes that are taking place at the deepest inner levels of your energy. As the fourth marble moves in, as the fourth element comes in to balance the three original, you will also, many of you and the one who gives this question, you will also feel inner conflict. As we have mentioned, for the three, you do not so much want this new one, this foreigner in. So you will feel great inner turmoil. This may be represented outside of you by feeling rejecting people, rejecting things, or feeling you are being rejected. Remember, they are all symbols of what is happening at the deep inner levels inside of you. So, quite simply, understand that changes are taking place. When they become somewhat overwhelming, go into your new house, close the windows, pull the blinds shut, as we have said, and go to your inner room. Go to your inner room and smile and know that all of these changes are appropriate. Know that within you is an inner divine balance, and all things, dear friends, will find their natural level. Just as water seeks a level, so does divinity.
Well, Tobias and the Crimson Circle participate in the work of the World Council of Elders.
Indeed, my dear friend, you are missing that there is already a participation. If you could see the energies as we do, you would see there is direct lines of energy going between the two. Indeed, your participation as Shambhra in this opens those connections. Now, there is an interesting dynamic happening here. In the work that you do, it is of bringing something up from the old. As we have mentioned a month ago, you would begin to find in your lives that there was something that would occur that would be shattered. And at the same time as this was shattered, something from old, from the past, would arise again. And again, we speak in symbols. There is a need to, for many reasons, but you will see that part of the puzzle here of what you are doing and what will come back into the involvement of Chambra is what you are doing to bring back portions of the old that are appropriate. It may seem to be a conflict at this time that there are things being shattered and there's old that is coming back in, but you will see how these work in perfect harmony together. In direct answer to your question, yes, there is much work already being done, and there is some very powerful work that is, how to say, appropriately coming in.
Tobias, why did both of our cars get dented over the holiday break by good friends?
Your human energy is quite interesting. It, in a sense, responds directly to things within you and in within your life. We know you do not like so much for these things to happen, but it is symbolic at this point, sir, and we look at this incident. It is symbolic of the changing nature of relationships in your life. It is symbolic of the, how do you say, the bumps and the things that are occurring in your own relationships that are then being literally interpreted by you. Dear friends, this is an excellent question for it. It allows us to make a point. You are already creators. You just do not understand how you've been creating. The purpose of this series, ultimately, is to give you no particularly new tools, but to show you how you didn't know you've been using the ones from the past. You are already creating, and it is showing up in the side of your car.
Dear Tobias, often in the last several weeks, two of us who are here and a number of our friends and family have experienced very defined distortions in time and space, which included profound dizziness and even nausea. Can you tell us whether some important influx or shift to Earth energy may have occurred recently? Thank you.
It is indeed, and we say this and underline it, an internal thing that is happening to you. Do not look to the sun. Do not look to the comets. Do not look to the numerology of the day. It is what is changing within you. And you will also find that if you are in a close proximity to another human who is open, you can also affect them. So we will get into this in one of our future lessons, is how you affect others in the close proximity. But here in this, we say that Kaudra had an experience several days ago that did not seem to go away. And this was it was not what we would call a dimensional shift, but it was a consciousness and energy shift occurring. You will find for all of you this to occur, and generally will occur at appropriate times where you do not have to worry about consequences. It will be when you are standing in a safe space, not while you are driving down the road. But there will be a period of feeling of disconnect or dizziness or a feeling perhaps you are spinning or falling, even though there is a floor underneath you. These are all excellent markers along the way saying to you that you are going through consciousness changes. Changes are a key to the entire process that you are going through. These are literal changes, but they are also signs along the way to you that you are changing. There is a specific lesson that we will have here within the next several months where we will discuss this particular phenomena.
Tobias, if I may ask, how am I doing? I put my past wife residue in the oven.
As we said at the beginning of our circle today, you, all others who are here, the changes have been astounding. The changes have brought tears to our eyes and the eyes of others. Now, you and the others who sit here tonight want faster changes. Do you want more movement in things? And part of the role of the Crimson Council is to, in a sense, work with you on regulating these. It is like you have given us permission to put our hand on the valve that opens or closes and therefore directs the speed of change. We see at times where it is important to slow down when you would want to go fast. You want to get through this process quickly and get it over with. We know that there would be ramifications on your physical, mental, and even your spiritual balance if this happened too quickly. So one of our roles is to simply help to regulate or control the speed at which things change. In direct answer to your question, outstanding.
Tobias, you've mentioned that our bodies will begin to do all kinds of things that doctors won't be able to explain. Will we be able to regrow organs, limbs, and teeth? How long till we begin to experience this?
It is not set up within the keys of your biology, and we talk to this group here, to have that inherent ability to do that. We do not see that this is going to happen in your lifetime in the biology that you are in. On the other hand, dear friends, we do not want to limit your ability as creators. We simply want to help you understand that the keys for doing this are not necessarily in place. However, if there is enough passion on your part, and there is enough communication with your inner biological and spiritual being, indeed you are powerful and you have the potential to create this. The new ones coming in particular those who gather here tonight that will be coming into biology, will begin to have the first of those keys for this organ regeneration and rejuvenation that you have talked about. It is one of the things that will distinguish them and will amaze the scientists. Now, there are many things you can do with your biology now, however. There is faster healing, as we have talked about. There is greater communication between the individual parts that can be facilitated. And again, much of what you are able to do in your current biology will baffle the doctors who look at you. Much of what you do in your current emotional and spirit state will baffle even the psychics who look at the old energy ways. When they go to look at your aura, as we have said, they do not see one and they will think you are dead. It is because they are looking in the wrong place. There are many changes you are going through, but part of the process for what you have spoken of in this question with the literal regrowth of organs and tissues will be somewhat challenging to do, but we applaud you for going ahead and trying.
Tobias, as lightworkers encounter their true selves And in the ensuing fallout, marriages dissolve and families come into crisis with sudden huge shifts. What about the effect upon the children of these situations of drastic, sudden, and sometimes ugly loss of the old? Did they not consent by contract to be present for these difficulties? Will they be okay?
There is, at the deepest levels within them, a knowingness and understanding that this was a potential to occur. And if you look at your individual situation, you will also see they are part of the impetus for this. They are influencing the plan. So if you were not following your path, they would be the ones to put you back on it. There is learning that they are receiving also. The love that you ultimately give back to them will be what keeps them from having the deep scars and the wounds from this emotional process.
Dearest Tobias, after a recent annual physical, some tests came back that showed a change. I know intrinsically that there is no disease within my body. How can I avoid further testing without going into the fourth Marvel theory? P.S. You stole my idea of throwing issues into the air. Smiley face.
And indeed, we did steal your ideas. As we have said when we gather like this, we simply take what you are already learning, perhaps at deeper unconscious levels, and bringing it up to put before you. And we thank you for your contribution.
Tobias, many times when I go in my new house, there is a circle of beings in crimson cape. One day, as I went in, I was given a white cape, a white robe, and a crimson cape, and a sword. I heard someone say, "You have taken your place on the council. We salute you." I saw a duplicate of myself across the circle and began to merge. It seemed my real had a similar experience in, and I find we often have identical experiences in the new house, down to the identical colors, as we both delighted to have this confirmation. Thanks.
Now, this is an interesting question and somewhat difficult to answer. The Crimson Council is, in a sense, coming to you. It is not necessarily that you are being selected by some high and mighty review process to be part of us. But what is happening in a strange sense that is difficult to describe is that we are coming to you, and in a sense, when we meld energies, it is like you are allowing us into your council. Now, Kalugia says we are not answering well here, but we would tell you there is nothing that any of you here or connecting to this must do to be accepted to our level, for our level is lower than yours. You, in a sense, are accepting us into yours. The white robe you see is the acknowledgement, finally, on your part of the purity of who you are. Understand, dear friends, all who connect with this, we are not the ones that sit in the high and mighty place. It is you, and we laugh. We laugh and smile and joke with you because you do not yet see this. We are here to remind you of that, and we are here to remind you that the circle is coming to you. That is the best way we can answer this.
Tobias, I have been able to allow and to accept my humanness, cool my issues of guilt and anger, but I have not been able to make any shifts with my fear of the future, especially with regard to money and aloneness. Can you give me further suggestions?
Dear one, there will come a time when you will need to walk through these fears, and it will be more difficult and more challenging. See yourself, imagine yourself, or even verbalize to yourself that you are taking your fears here and walking through them and understanding that there is resolution, there is a divine balance, and you are placing these in front of you much larger than even issues that can go in your oven. They are so large, they are so filled with fear that you have turned these issues into giants. There will be a time you need to walk through these. And the more you give energy to these things, the more you consider them to be the monsters that you have given them the power to be, the more difficult and challenging it will be to walk through them. And it will come back to you presented in your everyday life as an actual scenario. So we suggest now that you begin seeing it, that it is only a fear, that it is thin, that it is something you are projecting into the future. We suggest you begin to understand, as we have said tonight, that the human concerns can be categorized and nicely packaged up to say in the areas of relationships, which would be your loneliness, in the areas of abundance, in the areas of health, in the areas of self-worth. Begin to understand that these fears, these issues, are not real. They are not real. They only are when you give them energy. Specifically for you, we say it is time for you to allow yourself to walk through these, as frightening as that may seem, to allow yourself to walk through these issues and to understand all of this time that you walk through them, that there is divine balance that comes from within you.
Tobias, this week I sent Kaulda an email about a particular man in my life. Is this person who I think he is, and could you answer that email at this time? Thank you.
We ask you here to close the windows, draw the shades, close the door of your new house, and just sit for a while in your inner room. My dear, you will continue to have these bumpy roads in the relationship area until you come to terms with accepting who you are, until you stop looking outside for the guidance, until you stop looking outside to fill in what you perceive as certain emptinesses in your life. There is so much beauty within you. There is so much beauty around you. You are the exemplification of that, but you have not chosen to see it. We ask you to spend some time in that inner room, and please, my dear, close the doors, draw the shades, and see the beauty that lies within. Then you will see what these outer relationships are. You will see them for what they truly are.
Tobias, is there a quantifiable or measurable way to identify the 12-stranded DNA? If so, how?
Yes, there is, indeed. And this would take a while to discuss. But we can say here that there are those who are working on this that are beginning to understand. We can say here that with the advent of what we call quad math, this will help to define these strands, and it will help to identify them in a way that could never have done before. Again, this would be an entire discussion, and some of it truly on our part would be speculation. So we will go no further with this other than to say, you will see shortly, you will see the quantification of the 12-stranded DNA, even in your medical and scientific journals. And with that, we will take one more question on this night, for even we are beginning to grow weary. And indeed, in respect to Kaudra, we know he is beginning to grow weary.
That was a good Karnak. There is only one more question in my hand. Dear Tobias, at one point, you referenced us as light masters instead of light workers. Would you care to comment on this? Thank you.
We call you light masters because we see you as light masters. We know there is much work that you do, but indeed you are the ones who are the masters, the ones who come into the outer circles tonight that have never been to Earth before. They see you as the masters. It is difficult for you to see yourself in such a lofty role. But as we said earlier, that there are four issues, and the fourth one is self-worth. Dear friends, look deeper into this area. Begin to understand that the work that you do as light workers is at the very, how to say, leading edge, which has its pluses and minuses. You are at the very leading edge of this transformation of void into creation. That is why we call you the light masters, and we use the terms together, workers and masters. But dear friends, ultimately, we do see you as the light masters. Now, we have dearly enjoyed this time together with you, and we know your biology does not hold up so well in these long hours, but we appreciate this opportunity to meld with you. And again, we remind you that the energy that you feel here, the peace and the inner knowingness of things, you can take with you. It is yours. You own it. And also end on this note tonight. We have spoken much of four. We have spoken of the quad. We have spoken of four issues. We have spoken of four marbles. There is much to this number. It is not a numerological thing, dear friends. It is not what you would call a sacred number. It is a, how do we say, a shift in energies and consciousnesses. But the number four contains also the vibration and even the letters of our, O-U-R, which ties into the new synergy between you, your human self, and your new awakening divine self. And it is an ours. It is me and you. And with that, dear friends, we thank you for the time that we've had. And understand that, again, you are never alone. And so it is.